Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com presents Church and State with Stephen Cox.
Big news this week, folks. Two huge stories. Ted Cruz has named Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential running mate, and Donald Trump has declared war on the architects of the New World Order. Welcome to Church and State, everybody. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Time is a precious commodity that we do not have a lot of on this earth, and we will be forced to account for that which what we have done with the time we've been given. So I want to thank you for spending some of that time with me today and listening and tuning in. If you have any thoughts, comments, or questions, be sure to get in touch with me, skokx1@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Church and State with Stephen Cox. Also follow me on Twitter @StephenCox. And also, obviously, follow Magnificat Media on Twitter. They've been doing some great things. Be sure to follow them, like them on Facebook as well. Of course, I wouldn't be here if it were not for them. But we'll get into politics a little bit later. Those are the two big headlines. And I think just a brief comment is that, you know, the Cruz-Fiorina ticket is possibly the most conservative ticket, you know, we've seen in a generation, possibly even more conservative than Goldwater Miller in 1964. Whether or not that means Cruz and Fiorina will have the same outcome, of course, Goldwater was slaughtered in the 64 election, that remains to be seen. Obviously, they would need to win the nomination first. And then, of course, Trump, which I think was a great speech in some ways, and in other ways, not such a great speech. There was some incoherence to it, but based on the reaction, the neoconservative establishment, you know, so-called foreign policy experts, they basically criticized the entire speech, which makes me think that Trump's actually onto something, because these folks who want to erect a new world order and who want to erect this Masonic one-world government, if they're against him, then, hey, you know, we need to pay much more close attention to what Mr. Trump is saying. But again, we'll get into all of that later on. We have a new, brand new segment I want to feature at the end of today's show, and I'll give you a hint. It involves a former guest. It'll happen at the end of today's show. Hopefully, it'll become a regular feature. Other things going on in the Catholic world. Michael Voris had a big week this week. He came out, I think it was last week Friday perhaps, came out, said he lived a life of past indiscretions. He had relations with homosexual men, adult women, and that's a big story. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. That's something we need to put into context and understand, you know, what is Voris's mission? How do we here at Church and State view church militant? You know, a couple of years ago, Voris came out swinging against the Society of St. Pius X, and, you know, we'll give you our thoughts on that in a little bit. But first things first, give me a brief second, rather more like 15 minutes, to go on a brief diversion here. And it's something I've been meaning to talk about on the show for quite some time. And, you know, it is getting warmer out here. As you look around, wherever you're at, it's almost summertime, and I'm up here in Michigan. It's funny, I'm looking at the window right now, and it's raining. And this is the way it works in Michigan. Snow one week, 80 the next day, rain the next day. But in any case, when it's nice out, you know, I try to take advantage of it as best as I can. And one thing that I've been doing in the past couple of years more so than ever in the past has been that I've been going to cemeteries a lot. And cemeteries, as you know, are quite winding. And some of them can be very large, and it's a good place to go. And if you're looking for, you know, a place to kind of have some privacy, it's a great place to go. But more than that, because, you know, we don't go to cemeteries to walk and to get exercise. We go there for the spiritual graces. We go there to pray for the dead and to loose them from their sins. This, of course, is in Scripture. We should do this. And fortunately for us, you know, we can gain partial indulgences for this. And, you know, I went for the first time this year to the local cemetery. And there's several of them in town, but there's one in particular that I really like to go to. And I would encourage you as well, go to a Catholic cemetery. Try to go at least once a week. That's what I do. But modern society wants to scare us from cemeteries. It wants to frighten you from going to this very holy ground where you can save so many souls and do such good for those in purgatory and ask for their freeing and ask them to pray for you at your own moment of death. It is a holy thing to pray for those who have died and the little children who have died and the way in which society, I think when you tell someone that, when you tell someone, oh, I'm going to the cemetery, you're going to get either one of two reactions. And typically how they react to you indicates where they are spiritually in their own life. If you tell someone you're going to a cemetery, most people in the world today, most Catholics, are going to simply look at you and say, are you mad? What are you going to a cemetery for? That's creepy, right? I'm sure a lot of us have actually had that sort of experience. The other response is, oh, really? Okay, great. Would you mind if I actually came? That would be fantastic. Now, that's probably not the normal response. Most folks are not going to just be, oh, I'd love to come to a cemetery with you. It's fantastic. But we need to, I think, do that more in these times, because going to cemeteries makes us think about our mortality, right? And it makes us think about the four last things. And society, again, does not want us to think about this. It wants us to think you only live once. It wants you to think, oh, I did it my way, right? The Frank Sinatra song. Well, the national anthem in hell is I did it my way. But beyond that, you know, when I went to the cemetery recently, a couple things I've noticed. One, the older headstones, the most old sections of the cemetery, families were buried near each other. There was the father, the mother, and then all the daughters, sons were buried nearby, as well as their siblings, as well as their spouses. Typically, priests, women religious, are all buried together. And the one thing that is big now in cemeteries, though, is that these headstones, dare I say, are less Catholic than the ones that have been done in the past. And what I mean is, look, I live in Michigan, and so the big thing in Michigan is the Detroit Tigers, University of Michigan Wolverines football team. And, you know, there's so many headstones these days that have a sports emblem on it or a Detroit Tigers logo on it. I'm sure if you're in New York, you see, like, Yankees insignias on these sorts of graves. Pets, cats, all this is on these headstones. I mean, you have a picture of the person, and then right next to it is their favorite dog or something, or some sort of thing. And this is very, again, it's a hollowing out of what Catholicism is. We're going to exalt the world on our gravestone, on our headstone, in our cemetery. You know, and sometimes I'll go and I'll see people walking around, and once in a while there'll be someone who clearly probably doesn't go to cemeteries a lot sitting by their dad or their uncle's grave or something, and they'll be having a beer, smoking a cigarette, and I'm sure thinking to themselves, well, Dad, this one's for you. I'm going to pour some out for you. And I only think to myself, well, I'm sure the dad, the deceased, is probably thinking, no, you fool, pray for me. Don't have a beer for me. I need to be loose for my sins. But it's all part of how we think again today, because now I was flipping through a local bulletin of a local Novus Ordo parish. It goes by the name of a Catholic community now. This is the new phase, new thing rather, in Catholicism, is to call your parish or your church a Catholic community. And on the in the bulletin, there was an ad taken out by the diocese. It said, cremation, burial, let us know. And it was put out by the diocese. And this is the way things are now, is this pagan cremation ceremony is what goes on. And look, this has never been allowed by the church. The act of burying someone in the traditional rites, again, that is a corporal work of mercy. There are graces attached to that. Right? You're supposed to allow the body its natural decaying process, the process which God has set into motion. Instead now, we say, no, I'm going to speed that up according to my will, right? My way. I don't want people, or rather, it's too expensive to have traditional burial rites, or you know, all these sorts of reasons that people come up with. You know, it all comes down to money now and time. Oh, it's a 3-hour, maybe 3.5-hour traditional burial ceremony, the way of going to the mass, driving all the way to the cemetery, and then burying the body. Oh, it takes too long. People are busy. People have work. You know, this is the way the world works. This is the way the world thinks, right? I need to save money. I can only have 2 children instead of 4 or 5. We must live comfortably. Hey, if I have 5 or 6 kids, how am I ever going to send them to Catholic schools? How am I ever going to feed them? It's all about money now. So anyway, like I went to, again, the cemetery recently, and I get there, and what do I see? People who have spandex on, who are working out, people who are walking their pets, people who are, you know, jogging. Clearly, you know, they did not come to pray for the dead. Instead, they've come to pamper their own bodies, to treat the body, and then here and now, in a way where, again, we are food for worms. We're going to be in the ground at some point in our lives. We better get familiar with these cemeteries. And we need to ask, and when we go to these cemeteries, ask for the help of the dead and pray for them as well. Have them and ask them to pray for us at our moment of death. Because, again, death comes at any moment. The world wants to scare you from staying away from cemeteries and to view it as spooky. But again, that is intentional. It makes you forget about mortality. It makes you think, oh, I'm going to die someday, but not today, not tomorrow, not the day after that, but in 40, 50 years. But of course, again, death comes at a moment's notice, like a thief in the night. And what have we done? We've inverted these holy places. Again, because a cemetery is no different than a church or adoration chapel. It is a holy ground. And we've turned this, we've profaned these sacred places. You'll recall a couple weeks ago, I was talking about a janitor who was working at a cathedral, and he cut down a Mary Poppins statue and images and cardboard cutouts of Buddha from The King and I that were placed throughout this cathedral. And because the church was having some sort of music or movie week, some sort of festival, and it was celebrating like culture and stuff, and this is what is happening. And we look at, you know, we look at also the way people dress inside cathedrals. It's sloppy dressing. It's inappropriate. T-shirts, short skirts, high heels. It's about flaunting the body. You know this. This is why we don't go to these places. But everything is inverted again. And the same is in cemeteries. People go there not to pray for the dead, not to spend time asking for them to be loosed of their sins. But they go there to work out. They go there to get some exercise for their dog. And again, what we need to do, and the particular cemetery I go to is right next to the high school I actually went to. It's adjacent to it. The properties are on the same, right next to each other, and it's separated by a single fence. And I look back to when I was in high school, and not once did we ever go to that cemetery to pray for the dead as a school. And imagine that. Imagine 450 students, that's about how many students were in my school at that time. I think it's about the same now. Walking through a cemetery, saying the rosary, and perhaps even having a mass in the cemetery, and praying for those dead. Imagine the immense good that would do for those persons. Instead, we had nothing to do with it. We never did anything. And so, you know, what we need to remind ourselves of is that cemeteries are not scary. They're not spooky. They are sacred places. You know, tradition, as they say, is democracy with the dead. And if that's the case, and no one is going to cemeteries anymore, and cemeteries are sort of taboo, kind of off limits, or, oh, you're creepy for going there, what does that say about society's respect for the dead and tradition? It says they don't want anything to do with it. It wants us, again, to forget about the dead. It wants us to forget about the fact that cemeteries are sacred holy places. You know, in Christendom, the highest point in a town was a church's steeple. Nothing was above the crucifix, the cross. on a church's steeple. And now what do we have? In our modern society, post-industrialization, post-industrial revolution, we have skyscrapers, these temples of industry that soar 1,300, 1,400 feet in the sky. These epicenters of commerce, these towers of Babel, reaching the heights of the sky and boasting of man's entrepreneurialism. Well, there's the saying that the higher you go, the harder you fall. And my, has mankind fallen? All we do today is focus on work. 40 hours, 50, 60, 70 hours a week of work. Taking care of business. Working hard every day. Working for the weekend. And what happens on Friday? Happy hour from 4 to 8. Instead of uniting ourselves with the sufferings of Christ on Fridays, the day our Lord died, the world goes and gets drunk and drinks away the pain of the past week, working 40 hours a week, because people can't handle it. We're not made to work 40 hours a week in these cubicles. There's no leisure in this industrial revolution world. And it comes from the Protestant work ethic. The more you work, the more you are saved. The more you are blessed. The more you are preordained by God to be saved. The more money you have. No. We need to get back to confession. The reason people go to happy hours, to psychiatrists, is because people stop going to confession. Moreover, the industry that we live in, I mean, never once would weather or bad conditions ever stop us. Not even a tsunami or a hurricane. People would still be going into work because that's the American way of life. You work your life away for your house and you live till you retire. No one goes on retreats anymore. No one goes to cemeteries anymore. No one contemplates mortality anymore. No one remembers that they are food for worms. That human beings are dust. And to dust we shall return. Again, we are programmed to think, oh, we'll die in 3 or 4 decades. We'll repent later on. But this, of course, is the devil's work. Cemeteries, oh, that's creepy. You're weird. What are you doing going there? Hey, you, like I said, you better get familiar with it. And walk around and go. You know, the one thing that I make like a point of is when I go there is to stop at different graves each time I go. And ask them and pray for them, but ask them to pray for me as well. We need to do this. And we need to especially implore the religious who are buried in these at these sites. You know, stop by there. We need to return to that, to contemplation, to a much slower pace of life, a life of leisure, a life of family. You know, there's this fear that people have of missing out on the latest thing or on the news. Americans love being up to date on the news. What's going on at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock? What's going on my Twitter feed? Oh, it's 6 in the afternoon. I have to know the news. What's going on in the world? The world will always have its problems. Spend your life being more interested in being updated with God. What's my spiritual life like today? What's going on in my spiritual life? Have I forgotten something? Have I read my St. Francis of Assisi? Have I read my St. Francis de Sales? Have I prayed for the dead? Don't fear missing out. Fear not doing God's will. Fear not praying for the dead. That's something that's more counter-revolutionary than anything in these times. So do that. Do that this summer as the weather gets nicer and you have the time and energy to go, be sure you do that. You know, modern man wants to vacation in the Bahamas, eat lobster, all you can eat, sunbathing. That doesn't do any good for our spiritual life. What does good during the summer for your spiritual life is going to cemeteries and praying for the dead. We'll be right back with more church and state right after this quick break. Stick with us here on Magnificat Radio.